The Freeport Art Museum's current exhibit is called The Nature of Masculinity. It runs through August 6th. The museum hosts a panel discussion on the subject of the exhibition Thursday evening. WNIJ's Guy Stevens talked to some of the people involved in the exhibit and the panel and has this report.
Tommy Reyes co-curated The Nature of Masculinity. He's an artist and the owner of Gallery 19 in Chicago and a member of the arts group The Exhibition Project. Reyes says the idea for the art photography show came as the group looked at Antonio Martinez's pictures of amateur mixed martial arts fighters, and against that, Mariah Carson's montages of men of a wide range of body types posed classically like Michelangelo's David. Different as they were, Reyes says he saw the germ of a show.
What I was really interested in is this idea of construction. Gender identity is constructed, sexuality is constructed, and so is masculinity.
Reyes found two artists, Tara Bogart and Adam Holtzman, whose work he felt complemented and expanded on what the others had done, and the nature of masculinity was born. Jessica Modica is the Freeport Art Museum's director. She says she was referred to the exhibit by a mutual friend, and once she saw the show, she knew it had to come to Freeport.
The images are all just brilliantly executed. A number of them are quite beautiful. And immediately the narrative spoke to me.
Photographer Martinez is an assistant professor of intermedia arts at Southern Illinois University. He says his contribution arose out of 2 years immersed in a sport that seems an exaggerated version of stereotypical masculinity.
What drew me was the level of compassion that actually is hidden in the sport. At the end of the fight, the victor would pick up the person that he had just beaten and immediately raise their hand. These two men, two strangers, would hug.
Martinez says the thousands of pictures he took of the men gave him an appreciation for that camaraderie and what it meant.
It's one of those spaces where men are allowed to be close.
So in his pictures, Martinez says he tried to convey that unexpected mixture of toughness and softness. Dr. Kristen Myers recognizes what Martinez is talking about. She is a sociology professor and director of the Center for the Study of Women, Gender, and Sexuality at Northern Illinois University. Myers says the exhibit points up the contradiction in a notion of ideal masculinity that all men are measured by, even though most will never attain it. Nor, Myers says, should they.
It's not good for society if everyone is, you know, David or He-Man or whatever. And so in reality, most men do masculinity in a really varied way and even by setting.
Myers says even as there's a growing recognition and acceptance of a wider range of behavior, the work and indeed the very topic of the exhibit reminds us of the tremendous amount of baggage we all, men and women, still carry.
Touching is so verboten among men. In most circumstances, showing emotion is still really prohibited. So crying, as humans do that, but men aren't supposed to. So we're not even talking about like fingernail polish or dresses or something like that. We're just talking about a full range of human expression that still is provocative.
Add in the fights over same-sex marriage and lately transgender rights, and this exhibit suddenly seems very timely. But Modica says she doesn't necessarily think of it as controversial.
But I do think that the images confront the viewer. The people that have come to the show, it's interesting how sometimes they are uncomfortable, but it's more they're being confronted with their own notions of not just masculinity, but who they are.
Reyes says that if people look for answers, they may not get them, but that's okay. The goal is something more open-ended and where geography matters.
It's questions and conversations about what it means to be a man in contemporary times. That's what is important about this exhibition, and that it's happening at the Freeport, which is really great, because if you're to have that in, say, Chicago, the conversation would be completely different.
Modica says if that happens, the show will be a success for the artists, for the museum, and for the public. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.